He's like a global treasure that we have for a limited time. And if you leave here on Sunday afternoon, if that's the only thing you take away with you, is that he is a global treasure. And to listen in a different way. Because what that does is it awakens your soul to another depth. It really does. And you're overwhelmed with feelings. And when that settles down a little bit, you're a different person spiritually. Because your wisdom has come to the surface via that feeling. And then that spiritual feeling ripples out through the rest of the world, and that's the mystery and the magic. And that's what touches. It's love.
Because it is. It's a profound, absolutely profound mystery. You know? And I think for all of us, there's always the danger that we get used to the mystery. And that I'll speak for myself, I get to sometimes thinking that I understand it. You know? And I don't. I don't. I just know it's a miracle. You know? And I feel that we're all amazingly blessed to have seen any of this. Never mind what we've actually seen. There's no explaining it. There is no explaining it. And that's the beautiful thing. We actually don't have to. You know? And you just have to listen and see. Listen and hear. And then speak from our hearts and watch those things happen right in front of our eyes. When I look at Sid's body of work over 35, 36 years now, and I look at that mystery. How does somebody who's welding pipes in a pulp mill with a ninth grade education end up influencing thousands of people worldwide? Overnight, it was boom. I mean, it's been 35 years, but it was instant. That influence started the instant he had his experience. You know? How in this world is that logically possible? You know, it's not. That's kind of what we have to look at here. You know? It's not logically possible, this incredible mystery. But this simple man, working man, I don't know, be standing in the right place at the right time and a hole in the universe appears above him and boom, the wisdom of all the ages suddenly within him, you know, suddenly coming out of him. And it's continued to every day of his life ever since. How is that possible? What are we looking at? You know? Intellectually, there's no way that we can explain this. It doesn't add up intellectually.
I've looked around and I can see how the principles can easily get lost. Easy. And that's what was happening. And you can see it on the internet, you can read about it. It's getting really lost. And it's a crime that such a beautiful thing would get lost. And this is why Chip and Elsie and I decided to get this school going. So if anything happens to me, it'll keep going. And we'll have good teachers. At least we can't stop what's already happened. We can't stop the future, but we can make it as good as possible. So that's why this is here. And those three principles, truthfully, I've never heard another person that knows exactly what they are. But you people here are getting insights quite often, and you're going towards truly knowing what they are. When that happens, you'll have a different world, different life. And when this goes out to psychology and psychiatry, literally, it will help millions of people because of how many million psychologists throughout the world? I don't know. I have no idea. But can you imagine, even if there were just a million, if they started helping clients, start helping poor people, people in jail, people in trouble, all different kinds. It covers everything. Those three principles, they're the very essence of life. Without them, there wouldn't be life. If you didn't have a mind, you wouldn't see life. If you didn't have consciousness, you wouldn't see life. If you didn't have a thought, you wouldn't see life. And the three of them, in actual fact, they're the Trinity to all human experience here on earth. And I know it's very difficult, especially for a trained person who's been trained in psychology or psychiatry, to accept this. And every so often that you get scared and you start adding your old to the principles and it gets lost. And that's what's happening. And I'm asking you, never deviate from the principles. The principles cover everything. I'll tell you what, how strong they are. They're the ultimate answer to psychology, psychiatry, philosophy, theosophy, physics, neuroscience. You can keep going on because the answer is always the same once you realize it. I remember, oh, by the way, I know there's quite a few different religions in here. And a lot of people think I'm talking religion, and I'm not. I'm talking spiritual. That is before the creation of any form. But immaterial what your religion is. If you hear what I'm saying, it will enhance what you already know. Those three things are the epitome to all this world. They're the essence of everything. Now, I could put a name on divine mind, divine consciousness, and divine thought. So could you. But whatever name you put on it, the name isn't it. But it could be called many, many things. What you seek isn't mine. What you seek is something inside yourself. It's something deep within you that's been there since the day you were born, and it'll be with you till you die. And it's a connection between you and the, whatever you want to call it, divine mind. Somebody said to me, how do we lose this? When a baby is in its mother's womb, the good Lord gives it something called a soul. And soul is pure consciousness. Now, when that baby comes out into this world, it starts using the three principles to recognize existence and to go through existence. The second it does that, it's in the intellect or your ego. And when it does that, you lose that wisdom. You leave it behind. You lose it. So the idea is to go back and get it. You know, go back from whence you came. And the only way you can do that is look within, because there lies the answer. Now, a lot of people, what you're searching is for is a silent mind. A state of no thought. Now, I said to somebody once, what you're looking for is a state of no thought. He says, well, if we have no thought, how can we think? And I said, well, it's not like that. What you do is you get a silent mind, then you go inside, you have a realization of this wisdom that lies within, then bingo, you get it. And when you get it, it enhances your life. If you just enjoy yourself, stop looking for any more, read the books, yes, enjoy it. Listen to tapes, enjoy it. But don't go looking. You'll never find it. Because you're saying, I haven't got it, and it's inside. So what you do is you silence your mind to a state of no thought. Then divine thought comes in, and you have the answer. You look for silence. This is why people meditate all over the world, to try and silence their mind so that this wisdom will come in. Now, that's one way of doing it. I'm not going to say any more about that. But do you know what the three principles do? They direct you into it. And when they direct you into it, it's yours for life. You're not taking what he said or she said or they said. It's yours. It's your wisdom that you left when you left the mother's womb. It's still with you, but it's clouded and hidden in the intellect. And the ego will not allow you to see it. Because you know what the ego is? It's delusional. It's non-existent. It's only what you think it is. And whatever you think this world is, whatever think you are, whatever you think of anything in this world is your ego. And those people who have surpassed that, those great wise people, that's what you call the death of the ego. When enlightenment comes, you go from this world into a world before time, space, and matter. And that world is pure, unadulterated consciousness. It's spiritual. It's energy. If I was going to express it, it's simple as possible. It's formless energy that lies before creation. And once you touch that formless energy, you've got the answer. It's simple. It's so simple that you take a million words to try and describe it, and the word doesn't do it. Don't listen to what I'm saying, please. Now, that's a strange thing for somebody to say. That's saying, come and listen to me, but don't listen. I want you to try and quiet your mind and just listen. You know how these mystical books will say the difference between listening and listening? Listening, little listening, is from the intellect. Listening is listening from the spiritual wisdom that lies within. It's the same with hearing and seeing. They're all the same thing. It's not the words. Nobody can describe it in words. It has to be described metaphorically. And the hopes that you will go beyond the teacher's words. And when you go beyond what this means, you go beyond the intellect, and again, you've stepped inside, you'll have a realization that will change you for life. And that's what these three principles do. This is what the world's looking for. See, the condition of the world's in today, the consciousness of this world, to say the least, is pitiful. And that's why there's wars, killings, atrocities, and all the rest of the bad things that happen, really bad things, it's all created from lack of knowledge. Now, if you can raise the consciousness of a human being, their world will change. See, nobody can change the world. Absolutely impossible. Absolutely, totally impossible. You can only change yourself. And when you change yourself, this world looks different. You step into another world. That's the idea. It's to step inside and find the wisdom that lies within. And this is why I can say to you, I don't care who you are, what you are, where you've been, what you'll ever do. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking inside. I'm talking to that wisdom. And that's why sometimes it's called mysticism. Because you can't understand it. You'll never understand it. But once you have a realization, then it comes to you. And it'll always come via a nice feeling. And if anybody in the audience, you see, used to get up and scream and curse and swear, they don't get it. They'll never get it. Anybody wants to argue it, they'll never get it. It has to be found in silence and a nice feeling. And if I can talk the inside you, I guarantee you'll get a nice feeling. Just like yesterday when I'm being told. When Chip and Elsie were talking, people were getting a nice feeling. Because they never vary from the principles. I've walked into a jail, three jails, where Chip and Jan were working, and other people here, and literally seen hundreds of prisoners change beyond anything ever known. They're so far ahead of their therapists. The therapists are getting a little bit insecure because they can't figure it out. But if they had the courage, not to listen to what they're saying, but the courage to go and see, to see the change and accept it, they themselves would find something beautiful. Honestly, it's so simple. It's the simplest thing in the world. How simple can it be when all you have to do is look inside and that's it? But it's easier said than done. But everybody in this world, literally everybody in this world, is only one thought away from true realization or a realization. One thought. And that's what I said before. It's a state of no thought. No thought from the intellect. The intellect goes to sleep for a split second. And another thing, being therapists here mostly, many times I get phone calls from therapists and say, you know, I had a client the other day. And after 2 days, they were flying and they were trying to tell me all about the principles. And I thought to myself, how dare they? Now, I've been listening to you for 30 years, and there's these people only 2 days. Well, that therapist was wrong. And that therapist was not a good therapist. That therapist was sheer luck that he was getting through at all to anybody, because it has nothing to do with time. Time's an illusion. And inside you, how long does it take to have one thought to get in there? That's it. Like, what I found, I can only guess, probably took about 4 seconds. I'm only guessing four. Could have been 4.5. Then my world changed completely. The moment I had this experience, I realized the true nature of God, the true nature of divine mind, and the true nature of life. And I went beyond this world to a world of formless spiritual divine energy. and I was shrouded in white light. And I knew right there and then that I was going to change psychology and psychiatry forever. And nobody can stop that. Now that it's out, nobody can stop it. Because can you imagine? There's only a few people here, but imagine the thousand people you know, if it keeps spreading, the old psychology will die. And right now, it's got one foot on a banana skin and the other one on the grave. It's ready to go. It'll vanish. It'll vanish off the face of the earth. And that's not a guess. Because once it comes out and it's seen, it's like this. In the old days, if you had a bad cut in your leg, they chopped a leg off. But somebody comes along and says, no, you don't do that. You give them penicillin and you fix the leg. Now, how would these people possibly go back again to just chop it? You couldn't, like you people here right now, you could not go back to your own training if you tried. Although sometimes you do. And when you do, you know it goes away. You miss it. Nothing happens. Because you're taking the old and the new and trying to put them together. And the difference is, one is from the intellect and this outside world, and the other one is from the spirit and the inside world. And that's what all religions are. All religions are looking for wisdom. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to talk about religion, but that's all I'm saying is we're all looking for wisdom. Every human being in the world is looking to find his way home. Everybody. That's the name of the game. Go find yourself, your true self. Now that's what a lot of Eastern philosophies say, your true self. And your true self is, well, you could call it God, you could call it whatever you want. If there's any questions, please ask. That's why we're here. And this is why the school was started, by Chip and Elsie started this, was to help those people that are going astray. They're good people, nice people, good therapists, but they're going astray, to bring them back again. Where they're going to be more successful and find the three principles. Those three principles, see, if we start talking about three principles, it could never come to an end. Divine mind is the universal consciousness of all things, whether in form or formless. Nothing can escape it. Nothing can be here without it. Again, you could put a name on it, but it's up to you. But I'm calling it divine mind. See, I know you get a lot of clients that are insecure, they do insecure things, they get themselves in trouble, they're afraid. Insecurity, what is it? All it is thought. You only think you are. And that's what I had. I wandered through this life right from a little boy, so insecure you wouldn't believe. Because that's the way I was brought up. That's the way I was contaminated. I won't get any details. It doesn't matter. So all my behavior was geared around this insecurity. And it was terrible. But the moment I realized all it was thought. The insecurity vanished, totally vanished. And I saw a new world because you're seeing it through different eyes. And this is what's happening to you people. You're starting to see your profession different. You're starting to see people different. You're starting to see the world different. Your world has changed. And that's the idea when you get a client. Change the world. And when you change the world, you're not saying, do what I tell you or listen to what I'm saying. You're saying, here's a new world. Go and enjoy it. And we know therapists, we all know therapists that were giving up their, some of them did give up their profession because they were becoming nervous wrecks. They were getting lost. They're getting mentally unstable. Then when they heard about the three principles, they went back into their profession and loving it. And every one of them tell me the reason they love it is because they know they're going to cure the person. Every day they walk in, they're curing somebody, whereas before it would take years and get nowhere. You see, these three principles, they guide you. They guide you into that wisdom. It's like they take you into a higher state of meditation, and a higher state of meditation is a higher state of consciousness. And there's no end to what those principles can take you. Let's change the subject. All this, remember I said, I realized that there was formless, spiritual, divine energy before creation. Well, that's why everything in this world, everything is the same energy. This is the oneness of life. Because everything is energy. Through time, this goal will change. This is like a little conference right now. But when we get the means, we'll have it all set up and we'll have DVDs and we'll, you know, people in to talk. And we're going to make it really like a school. And there could be schools all over the world. Once it breaks, it'll just be like the floodgates open. And that's why it's nice for you people to say, no, I can teach it. The form is an illusion, you realize that. It's all an illusion. It's one big divine illusion. Because we're all the same energy, just turned into a form. We all derive from that formless spiritual energy before creation. That formless spiritual energy before creation is turned into a form. But it's still the spiritual energy. It's all the same. It's just a big illusion. That's what I realized. I thought, oh, what a joke. You know? But that's what it is. And you can't mix the principles with anything. You can't. They stand on their own. Those three things are the most powerful thing in this world. Nothing more powerful. They're the healing, mental healing. This is what will help the world to lift the consciousness of the world. Now, here I'm getting back to some of you people again in the past. Therapists would say, well, Sid, that's nothing new. I've known about consciousness for years. I've taught it for years. I said, well, what do you mean you taught it? Well, we teach them what they do with their consciousness and what they don't do with their consciousness. That's not the principles. The principles stand on their own. What we do with them is what we make, the mess we make, and the mess we make of our own consciousness, that's what we're doing with it. And we're not interested in what we're doing with it. We're interested in what are they. And when you find out what they are, then you'll know what we do with it. But you can take a book about consciousness and read it, a big book too, and you won't get anywhere. You can't really write a book just about consciousness unless you really know the truth. I'll tell you what it is. Consciousness is a principle that allows us to see creation and all it entails. Period. That's it. Book closed. It's a little skinny book. Thought is a divine gift that we use to go through life as thinking creatures. That's another book. Divine mind is the intelligence of all things, whether in form or formless. There are three books all written. Anything else you add on to that is what we do with our consciousness. And that will take you away from it. A lot of these books. It gives you the answer. You know how some of those people from the past, people would talk about the power of the now, why the now is so important. Well, that's what you're doing. As therapists nowadays, you're telling people not to forget their past, but let them see that their past is now an illusion in time. You take all that garbage with you. You come through life and you've got a big garbage bag full. And through time, it gets so heavy, it's putting you under. Now, you go to your therapist, I'll make it very neutral, go to Freud, and he'd ask you to look in that garbage can or bag and take it out and put more in and just make things worse. Now, the modern one, they say, look, don't you see that everything that you're carrying, that garbage, no longer exists? It's in the past. It's an illusion in time. The second you see that, you're free. There's no more garbage. Then you can look back in the past and laugh at it, no matter what it was. You can see it without getting disturbed because you know it's really non-existent. Now, that's the opposite from what you were trained, right? Now, I'm not putting anybody down because it's evolution. And what these people taught, what you were taught in absolute good faith and innocence. Whatever your teacher was taught, it was the same thing. Whatever their teacher was taught, it's the same thing. And now we're coming beyond that, evolving to a brand new way of looking at human behavior.
Elsie and I were talking yesterday and we were remembering something. And in talking to Sid in this last little while, I began to see how easy it is to put a glass ceiling on the principles, to limit them, to put the shark in the bathtub, so to speak. And we remembered one, and this just, I just give this as an example, okay? Years ago, I don't know where we got it, but we got this thing of, we'd sit people down and ask them to One would speak and one would listen. And then we would question the person who was listening and ask them what was going on in their mind and so on and so forth, right? And, you know, the fun thing was they seemed to enjoy it. And it did create not a bad feeling. You know, there was nothing terrible about it or anything. But the next day when people came in, they had all these questions about thinking. What am I doing with my thought? What am I doing with my thought? You know? And what hit me about that is that that's probably not a harmful exercise. It's not a, you know, it's no big deal. It's a little technique. But what we saw as time went by is that it's nothing to go into a feeling with people and have them have an insight so that the light of their own consciousness is shining on what they're doing. Their own wisdom is looking at it. There's no comparison. And what I began to see is that every time you do a little thing like that, there's two things going on, I think, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but one is saying that we're the experts, that we should examine how you're thinking and so on. And two is not giving that person the opportunity that we were given, which was to see it ourselves. Does that make sense to what you were saying? No.
Well, that's true. And that's why I saw... that's why I saw you and the other therapists going into that jail. I saw these people changing by the hundreds. I couldn't believe it.
And only from dialogue. Only from dialogue. Only from being in the moment with them. And the books.
Everybody was carrying the books. And if you ask the question, the other person would say, it's in the book. See, you don't have to know a lot. You know, when I explained those three principles, you could call it quits. That's it. Goodbye. It'd be a short day, but but that's true. And it's really neat to know that we're all connected to the same place. We all have that power of thought, consciousness, and the mind. That we have a free will. And this is a beautiful thing. We have a free will, freedom of thought. And that's why we're all different. We all live in our own world. There's not one person in this room that lives in the same world. You live in the same district. But you don't live in the same world. Because you see it different from me. You see it different from her. It can keep going on. And it's levels of consciousness. Because there's infinite amount of levels of consciousness. Infinite. You can never come to the end of it. Infinity has a lot to do with this. You know that formless energy before creation turns into a form. And the form is energy. You're looking for something, it can't come to an end. And that's infinity. And infinity is the energy before time and after time. There's no end, there's no beginning, it's just infinite. And the beauty is you don't have to know. You don't have to understand. Isn't that great? Especially for a Scotsman and a Newfoundland. You know? You don't have to. You get it through a feeling. And once you get that feeling, you stop going all over the place looking for it. You just get maybe a few tapes that you like and that's it. Just to remind you. Because it's with you, and it'll always be with you. And that's the beauty of those three principles that lead you into this higher state of consciousness. They actually lead you into it. I guarantee if you've got people, 100 people meditating there, and 100 people here getting the essence of the principles, they would win. They'd go high. They'd find newness in their life. And that newness spreads everywhere. Once you get it, you're living in a new world. And that's what you're trying to do. I said that before. You're trying to find a nicer world for your client. Always look for the positive. Look for the answer inside. Look within, and that's the only place in the world you'll ever find it.